T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Tom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
I told, I don't know how many people, including the best row, how impressed I was with Linda Skellinger, who is the mom, Linda Skellinger, who is the mom of Sean, who was killed by Michael White. No one disputes that in this altercation in which Mr. White intervened when he wasn't involved in it. And now we see this spectacle, though, just a couple days after all this is being processed at this church in South Philly, where people are talking redemption and things of that nature, and this public acknowledgement of this, but saying he hopes the family finds a sense of peace. All I can do is move on with my life and hope they're able to do the same. The mom, Linda, joins us here on Talk Radio 1210. Linda, welcome back. Thank you so much for taking time to join us again today.
Good morning. Thank you.
Well, Linda, your reaction to this publicly, when you became aware of it, what do you think the argument could be? Well, he has confessed to it and he's contrite.
He has confessed to killing Sean. Contrite is not a word I would use. I believe it was a complete charade, words prepared by other people that have been surrounding him. Those words are empty. He has shown no remorse. Even while he was reading those words, he couldn't find remorse. Dom, I mean, the video footage that he took of himself right after he killed Sean, tells you who this person is. He is not the person that has been portrayed to the public through those surrounding him.
I concur with that. Are you aware, too, you probably are, and we wanted to get your take on this because we're processing it to make sure it's correct, that apparently he had a past history and he was on some kind of special program that Linda would certainly have gotten something when you're involved in this case of violence that's violative of this previous criminal program he got put on?
Yes, he was put on an ARD program for an incident that happened in November of 2017. He was charged, I believe it was with 4 charges. Those charges are still pending. And you think to yourself, well, how could they still be pending? It's almost 2 years. They're pending because the Commonwealth has continued that case, because if he were found guilty of those charges, which they believe that he will be found guilty of, it was on video footage, that would have some impact on this case with Sean, because yes, he had a pre-existing situation, and also it would impact his sentencing. So that, actually, that trial has been continued and continued and continued. Even up to last Tuesday, we found out after the fact, the trial actually was up again last Tuesday while we were sitting in a courtroom listening to testimony. Mr. Anthony Voci left that courtroom to go continue that case once again. He continued the case to February of 2020 to make sure that he is not convicted of this crime prior to the sentencing of the case.
Now that's, I don't know if this is covered with Marcy's law, this victim's law, this type of nonsense, this type of gerrymandering of that. It should be done during the normal course of time. And then if the jury and judge take this into account because of the past criminal conviction, that's a reasonable thing to do, I would think, when they're weighing all this stuff, right?
I would say that's a reasonable thing to do as well. I think that, and you can look at the docket, everything I've said to you is actually documented in the docket, in the criminal docket, where it's showing each of these continuances that have been made. And I've asked folks that are in the criminal legal world, and their answer to me is favors have been given, because this doesn't happen. A case does not take 2.5 years. It was, you know, possession of marijuana. I think he stole a bike. He had an instrument of crime, whatever that instrument was. This is very uncommon that a case like that wouldn't be heard and done and dealt with.
And Linda, it seems to me the media here is not crying out on your side. There's not a balance here. We saw over the weekend, and you commented, and I told my wife particularly, who really listened to the podcast and admires the way you're handling this, that you are deeply concerned about the legacy of your son, his life, and his character. But you're very composed, and you're making something good come out of this, a silver lining, by moving forward, I would argue, like Maureen Faulkner, for all of us in this case. But the media doesn't seem to pick up on that. They ran this story over the weekend about some of the internet nonsense going on against some of the relatives of White, and that's all wrong, and we all agree with that. But in the broader picture, I don't hear an outcry of some of the sentiments that you and your husband and family have been through. And we didn't know about this criminal docket by widespread accounts in the media. We just happened to get it through our news department this morning.
Yes. Well, I would agree with you. And what I would say as far as, you know, his family coming forward and saying, you know, they were afraid, we felt the same way. The next morning, I woke up to Facebook posts that were completely inappropriate, calling us names, making threats to us. So it was going both ways. And what I'll say to you there, Dom, is Larry Krasner and the defense team created these racial tensions with no evidence, as we all know now, not one eyewitness heard what Michael says he heard. But they created these racial tensions, which was really resulting in creating an unsafe environment for both families. I mean, that is just a disgrace to do something. It is unprofessional, and it is completely irresponsible.
It is. And listeners should know, you said the last time that you're looking toward other sources of authority to take a look at this case. I think I know who that is, and you're in great hands there if that's the case. And you're also going to be involved with Maureen Faulkner in November in a rally here. Do you have a date for that yet, Linda?
We don't have a date for that. And the hope there is to bring not just Maureen and myself, but to bring multiple groups that have been fragmented over the years that have the same issue.
Yes.
This is not the first time that a sentence has been reduced. These sentences have been reduced the entire time that Krasner has been in office, at a rate that is astonishing. And we want to get the voices of all of those mothers actually out there that day to make sure the voice is heard, because we're all dealing with the same issue. Now it's time to bring the various groups together.
Absolutely. That's what I really commend you for. Boy, that takes a lot. I've met people like you over the years that have gone through this, and they come out the other side doing good to protect all of us. So I thank you for that. And as soon as we know about the rally, we'd like to hear about it.
We will definitely be in touch with you.
Thank you, Linda. Thanks very much.
Thank you, Dom. Thank you.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.